Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. And it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
We're inside hour number two, and we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We do it six nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And then Saturday, we have a live show from 7 until 10 Eastern. So join us for every single moment. And join us online as well, where you will find live streaming. We have got the broadband stream, we've got the dial-up stream, and they're all on the house at freetalklive.com. So be sure you go and check that out. It's a show about you. Maybe you want to talk politics. Maybe you want to talk about a personal problem. Maybe you got a rant you want to get off your chest. You just want somebody to listen to you. Well, we're here for you. 800-259-9231. And actually, let's see if we can get into this, because last hour we tried to, but we ended up getting sidetracked into immigration for about the entire hour.
Yeah, the entire hour.
Torgo, you wanted to tell us that Massachusetts is going possibly to outlaw spanking. Is that correct?
Yep. Right after I tell you first that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or visit their website at freestateproject.org. All right, so we were talking, as Ian said last hour, about this proposed bill in Massachusetts that would ban corporal punishment. It would prohibit everything from spanking to hot saucing, which involves putting undiluted Tabasco sauce in a child's mouth.
Right.
But you can put diluted Tabasco.
I thought you were supposed to put it in their eyes.
Oh, my God.
No, that's when you're squeezing the habanero peppers just the extract straight into their eyes.
See, now that seems like torture to me.
Man. Anyway, in April, a Plymouth, Massachusetts father landed on the front page of a local paper and then also behind bars after he used a belt to spank his son.
Mm. It's certainly been done before.
It certainly has. It's been done to me before. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't want my dad in jail for that. Not at all. But now lawmakers are considering making the willful infliction of physical pain on children under 18 illegal. This measure would prohibit corporal punishment, including whipping, spanking, and pinching. Also forbidden would be washing a child's mouth out with soap and administering electric shocks.
Mm. Wow.
People do that?
I don't know. That
somebody probably did do it. That's why it's in there.
All right, Timmy, get me the jumper cable.
Good
wow.
Lord. Just crank the car on him.
No, actually, I'd have a closet just had a bank of like 15 car batteries in it. Just have them all wired together. And he'd have an aluminum foil shirt. I'd call it the punishment shirt. It'd be great. Go get the naughty shirt and bring me the jumper cable.
Maybe you should consider a vasectomy as well. You know, shocking kids, I don't think is a very good idea. I mean, now, Manwich, you're for corporal punishment.
I'm for the parents' right to spank their kids, absolutely.
Right. But you're not for shocking their kids, are you? What about washing one's mouth? What about washing a kid's mouth out with soap?
I think that washing a kid's mouth out with soap doesn't fit into this law because it does not willfully inflict pain on a child.
I agree with you.
So whoever included it is a flaming idiot.
All right. Now, how do you feel about this one, Torgo?
I think the law is ridiculous, and it needs to not be passed. I'm with Manwich. I agree with a parent's right to spank their child.
So I guess the important question is, at what point does it stop being spanking? And how do you each define spanking versus abuse? Now, where's the line for each of you? Is it the same?
I think that if you're doing the punishment out of love, then it's not abuse.
Wait a minute. Now, you can't... You know, brass knuckles the kid in the face because you love him.
Here we go.
I love you, son.
I agree.
Well, you could if you were really twisted. But in 1999, here's an example: the Supreme Judicial Court in Massachusetts ruled that parents have a right to spank their children if it does not cause substantial risk of injury. Which I think I agree with that. A pretty good way to sum it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe as long as there's not a bruise. I mean, is bruising okay?
I think
is that considered injury?
I think that one could could accidentally bruise their child spanking them.
Right.
I think people bruise at different levels.
Sure.
Like I don't bruise.
Right. My fiance, you touch her the wrong way, she bruises.
Right. So right. I think that bruising.
You're just trying to cover your abuse.
I think that bruising is a not a good yardstick for whether or not spanking is abuse. But I would hope that parents that are using corporal punishment on their children are doing it because they want to help the child?
Well, first of all, there's probably different variations there. I mean, you've got very different parents in America. Some of them probably do really want to help their kids. Some of them probably really enjoy spanking their kids and use every possible excuse to do it. And this issue has come up before on this show, and I've always come out against using spanking because I wasn't raised with spanking. It doesn't seem like something that's necessary to me. Now, that's my personal feeling. There are millions of people in this country that feel that spanking is okay.
Yes.
And I'm not going to change those people's minds. But I think I would feel better about maybe a spanking situation if we would let kids leave. And here's what I mean by that. Like, when you're living under... If I was living in your house, man, which...
Yes.
Whether I was your kid or not, if I was your roommate... And you told me that if I didn't wash the dishes every night as part of my lease,
uh-huh,
then I would get a good spanking from your wife.
Well, being really weird.
Why would you leave? There would just be mountains of dirty plates in every room of that house.
If I was going to get whippings or something really violent, and I agreed to that.
If you were going to get pistol whipped, how's that?
Okay, there you go. Pistol whipping. If I agreed to that because I wanted to live in your house, you know, it was worthwhile to me to agree to that and mm-hmm. live in your house, then that would be my choice. And so, therefore, if I got spanked, I knew what I was getting into. I think that if you want to have spanking be legal, then it should also be legal for the kids to say, I've had enough of this, I'm leaving.
Well, I don't think it needs to be legal. And you're treating a child like an adult. That's dumb, because they're not.
Right. I understand that. That's the dumbest idea I've ever heard, Ian. You want to give an 8-year-old the choice of getting spanked or leaving the house to live on their own.
Sure.
And the parent who is there has to say, okay, Timmy, if you want to go out into the cold, cold world and try to fend for yourself with no knowledge, I have to let you. Enjoy. I hope you don't mind starving to death. Now, does the parent have to let Timmy back in the house when he realizes he's freezing and starving? Or does Timmy have to understand that when he comes back to the house, he's going to get thrashed and be okay with that idea?
This whole spanking thing doesn't
work for you.
You know,
I haven't thought it through very much.
So you know.
Apparently not.
But I feel like I feel like that's the only fair thing to do.
Through?
The kid's not going to starve to death, all right? If there's an 8-year-old kid wandering around the neighborhood in a
snowstorm, somebody's going to pick him up and sodomize him.
That's true. There are plenty of big vans driving around town that'll be more than happy to pick up a poor little kid who's hungry and in need of attention.
Keep him in the basement as their own personal sick, twisted sex toy.
All he wants is a hug. Okay.
All right, so it would definitely be a risk for the kid, right? It would
Oh, my God!
Should we give him a knife, too, to fend for himself?
The 8-year-old made the decision. It's his fault.
At that point,
to do a life of gay porn.
And drop out of school, too. Just wander the streets.
You could
and smoke crack.
But they could do it today if they wanted to. I mean, an 8-year-old could leave today if they wanted
Absolutely,
to.
Absolutely, they
and
can.
And they don't.
I don't encourage putting the law behind it.
They don't.
Because then you can't go get the 8-year-old back.
8-year-olds can't really leave, though, because here's the thing. If they leave their house, they will get picked up either by a molester or by a police officer.
Hopefully a police officer. Hopefully the latter, not the former.
And the police officer will either bring them back to their house where they don't want to be or put them someplace worse that they definitely don't want to be.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I'm afraid I can't
support
this
plan of yours. I just feel for kids that are getting beat by their parents, and I don't want it to continue. I do consider it beating. Although at the same time, I don't support putting parents in jail over it either, because I don't want to have to pay just because somebody's a bad parent. I mean, if you're going to be a bad parent, you're going to be a lousy parent throughout most of the 18 years.
I've met lots of good people who have peddled their children. I don't think that makes it for
all right. What do you think about spanking? We want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Is it abuse? Should kids be free to leave at any old time?
You're an idiot.
Just show. Free Talk Live. Take control.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America.
Why?
Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartabite? Cartabite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartabite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartabite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartabite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartabite.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Reason is the true life-giving activity of an educated mind. At ReasonToFreedom.com, we regard independent thinking as a supreme virtue and the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the premier voice of the Reason Liberty movement. At ReasonToFreedom.com, you'll find articles on individual rights, health, popular music, love, homeschooling, God and morality, SUVs, the national debt, humor, the Free State Project, pocket protectors, family values, living wills, bankruptcy laws, and golf. Some of our columns include, Is Atlas Shrugging? Fired for Smoking. Asbestos Lawsuits. The Joy of Chiropractors. Please Drink and Drive. And Impeach the Criminal in Chief. Tap into ReasonToFreedom.com, a central site for the emerging Reason Liberty movement. Find out why if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen a banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You can talk about whatever you want. Political issue, personal problem, anything goes. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You'll find the bulletin board system there. We got thousands of posts for you to surf around through. Hundreds of people interacting. It's fun. It's free at freetalklive.com. And it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
The Friday night edition. We're inside hour two here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. Plenty of time for your calls. We've been talking about Massachusetts. They're considering a ban on spanking. Not only a ban on spanking, but also a ban on washing one's children's mouths with soap. Also a ban on using Tabasco sauce in their mouths.
Ban on electric shock.
Yeah, apparently that's a problem in Massachusetts.
Shocking their kids.
So, yeah, they're going to... Now, is this law, is it going through the legislature right now? Is it going to be voted on soon? What's the status of the actual law?
It's, let's see, hold on. The bill is actually just going before the House at the moment, so
okay.
It's in review.
So it hasn't happened yet, but it's definitely, in a state like Massachusetts, I'd say odds are good they're going to lean towards it. We'll try and keep an eye on it. We'll try and follow it and see what happens with it. But, you know, it brings up the issue of spanking just in general and what's appropriate. You know, what level of punishment is appropriate for use with kids? I'm personally very uncomfortable with any level of physical violent contact towards children. But at the same time, I wouldn't be supporting legislation against it because I don't feel like I need to be paying to lock these parents up in jail. Because one thing's for sure, if you lock mom and dad up in jail, then the bills certainly aren't going to get paid. Power's not going to, you know, you're going to take those kids, you're going to put them into foster homes where odds are good they're going to get sexually molested, if not spanked. And so I don't think that really improves what might be a bad situation. Let's go to the phones and talk to Nick in Boston, of all places. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, I got my opinion on that. I don't think they should ban it at all, man. Because kids would just be walking all over parents, and parents have nothing to do to them, man. I've been seeing it everywhere.
Were you spanked as a kid?
Oh, hell yeah, man.
Okay.
I was hit so many times, but maybe that was probably why I ended up the way I did. I don't know, actually. Now I'm kind of confused.
Wait a minute.
It's good to see your friend.
Wow, yeah, apparently you may have been hit a couple of times. Did you normally get spanked right in the face?
It gave you something to be afraid of, man. Uh-huh. It was like, I was afraid to do bad shit. I mean,
You're on live radio. You got to be careful,
sorry,
there. Well, that's the only one we're going to let you get away with.
I don't think he actually got through that word.
No, I don't
know.
Anyway.
It could have been any word.
Let's move on. So when you were spanked as a kid, how many times, I mean, if you look back on your past as a youngster, Nick, how many times did your parents spank you?
Hold on. Two.
You can really
counting all the
evidence. I was just looking for an estimate. I mean, was it under 10?
Yeah, 10 to 15.
Okay, so it wasn't like they were always doing it to you.
No, but I mean, I think it's a good thing to have, because I would have totally just walked all over them if they didn't.
Why do you think that is? Were you just a bad seed? Just a bad kid? Why do you think you would have walked over your parents if they hadn't used spanking? Because my parents didn't spank me.
Yeah, look
at you. I've seen some of my friends how their kids always walking around all over them and stuff. They don't do nothing. They just let them terrorize the whole house and stuff like that. You know, and I don't know. If I wasn't spanked, I wouldn't be afraid to do any of the bad crap I ever did.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, Nick, we definitely appreciate the call. Anything else on your mind?
I know, man. Thanks for having
Thanks,
me on.
Thanks, dude. We're glad you're listening, and call us again sometime. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. 1-800.
I think those are sage words from Nick.
259-9231.
So what kind of punishment do you support, then, for a child who is misbehaving?
As far as parents, they could do to their kids?
Right, exactly. In
something more creative, something like...
Like,
you know,
psychological punishment?
Yeah, like you can't, like you...
Chinese water drip?
Like, no. Hide their dog and tell them it died? I mean, what?
No, you tell them they can't have dessert. You make them go sit in the corner. Things like that. You know, the ones that have effect without being violent.
No, what about those things? Because those do not have effect in most cases.
Uh-huh.
So what happens when that doesn't work?
This is why I'm not a parent, because I can't, you know, I can't.
I understand that you've had an operation to stop yourself from ruining a child's life, but I'm curious.
I don't like little kids, so I'm likely to want to lash out at a kid. I'm not a violent person.
You would, but with your own child.
But when a kid is yelling and screaming, I don't like it, and so it makes me want to be violent. And so therefore, I just figured maybe I shouldn't have kids. Probably not a good idea. But I think that for all the parents in the world, you can't ask me that question. It's not fair. I'm not a parent. I've never really had to work through these situations. I've never really had to work with a kid. So if you're out there and you're a parent who doesn't spank, or you were, you were a kid that wasn't spanked, and you could tell us what techniques Torgo is looking for here, that would help a lot. 800-259-9231. Because I'm not a parent.
Okay, you're not a parent. It's not fair to ask you that question. It's not fair to say what type of punishment would be okay. Then how can you say what isn't?
Well, because it's violence.
It doesn't matter.
Well,
it does matter.
No. You're connecting, you're using force against your own children, and I don't think that's right.
And is there never a time in life where force is mandated ever?
Force is always acceptable in self-defense. But these parents are not defending themselves.
What if the child keeps doing what it is that they're that you're trying to stop them from doing? At some point or another, you have to be able to grab them by their little arm and drag them off to the corner for timeout. If they say, "Oh, timeout! Screw you, Daddy!"
Exactly. There are times when you just have to step on a kid's neck. You know, I mean,
maybe a taser would be all right.
You stepped on his neck, he's dead.
I just feel like there's got to be people who have had kids that have been very unruly that they have managed to get back in line without resorting to hitting them.
Baker acted themselves.
Without resorting to hitting them. And I don't know what that could possibly be.
Right, but you know, that type of thing will not work for every child.
It won't. You have to
everyone's
have that.
Personality
has to have that in their bevy of things that they can take care of a child with.
I see. Those people who raised perfectly well-adjusted children without ever having to spank their child, that's probably
they just
not,
got lucky? Is that what you're
that's
saying?
That's not somebody who probably didn't consider spanking
as an
option. You, my
friend, are not well-adjusted,
I think
just
the
so
other,
you know.
I think the other thing that spanking does is it tells kids that violence is okay, that violence is how you solve problems. What? You can't get what you want? Just use violence and force people to do what you want.
I don't think that you should... I don't think spanking is often used above children who are above the age of 5 by most good parents. I mean, now and then, but above the age of 5, when they can start understanding reason, because children's little minds seem to work differently, and they grasp different things along the way. They're not born little adults, and they can't come out of mom's womb and then
maybe a pair of
strike
handcuffs
out on their own.
A pair of handcuffs would be helpful. You know, if the kid keeps
force
touching things that
it's force,
it's just restriction. That's all.
So what? You're okay with hog tying children?
Well, I mean, if you want to put
zip ties around their arms and legs.
If they keep talking, can you gag them?
And then gag them, and then set a plate of food in front of them and tell them they can't have it. Is that what you're planning on doing?
You're not very good at this.
Oh,
reference.
You can't have dessert. As a matter of fact, you can't have dessert. You can't move, and you have to stare at it. Enjoy.
I think my point is,
sounds like it would work.
I think that you can reason with the child for the rest of their life, you know. Most of the time, you don't have to use violence, which thanking certainly is. You know, it's discipline, it's violence, but, I mean, the world is a violent place.
Yeah.
I mean, people will use violence against you.
That's
you
true.
Need to know. I
you
mean,
know, maybe if I'd seen, maybe if... Maybe if I hadn't just seen so many bad parents spanking, I wouldn't have such a bad, you know, a negative taste about it. I mean, I've worked in retail for many years.
There's lots of problems with, you know, people that you, with raising their children ways that you wouldn't raise your kids.
All right, we're coming back with more. Your show, 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. You know, we mentioned Walmart earlier. We got some news about Walmart and porn getting together. No. This is Free Talk Live.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control, available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere, without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at quelldirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Toll-free. Take control of the show. Anything goes. Politics. Personal. Pop culture. Whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Join us on the phones. We'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. You can also join us via email, ftl@freetalklive.com. We might or might not read your emails on the air, but it never hurts to send them in. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we got archives. Last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the site. There is no charge for them. So if you miss a moment of the last week's worth of shows, you can go grab them up for free at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun, talking about spanking. And my feet have been held to the flame here. Tracy, maybe she'll bail me out, or maybe she'll take your guys' side. Tracy in New York, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Hi. Sorry, Ian, I'm not going to be siding with you.
Oh, okay.
Few people do.
I'll start out by saying I was spanked as a child. I am not a parent. Been married for 10 years. Not really interested in having kids, so I'm not the voice of authority. But as far as how I would... If I did have children, what I've read that I think is interesting is to train up a child by the pearls. They're highly religious, which I'm not, but they use a switch, and their thought pattern and their way of using, not spanking, but a switch to train a child seems really sensible to me.
Who, and now, who is this again?
It's, the book is called To Train Up a Child, and it's by Michael and Debbie Pearl.
They're, okay. Now, how do they use a switch? If they don't spank the child, what do they do with the switch?
Well, they switch the child.
They beat the child with
the
switch.
The idea is that instead of using your hand and putting the bad onus on your hand, you're putting the bad onus on some kind of, you know, a wooden spoon or a
switch
stick.
Is what's bad.
No, a switch is different than a wooden spoon. I mean, it's a slender piece of wood, so you're not beating a child.
You're caning them.
It's like a tree branch.
Okay, so is this... Because this is an entirely... I don't know. Have you ever been switched before, Tracy?
Switched from what to what?
I'm not exactly sure, but there's not any better terminology,
unfortunately. I think somebody may have switched the collar.
I mean, fine. Have you ever been slapped around with a twig? I mean, really, that's the question.
Yeah, and it does not hurt that bad.
Okay.
But it's enough to get a child's attention and to... But really, to... The philosophy behind it is interesting and I think sensible in the book. It's the only thing I've come across that seems reasonable to me. I mean, a very well thought out and proven way that they've used on their many children.
Do you feel like when you were being raised that you were spanked for the right reasons, or do you feel like your parents went out of line a few times?
I know I was always bad when I was spanked, so I don't think that they were out of line. I don't remember. I mean, I figured out at an early age that it only hurt for a little while, and to not really care, and it was a cool punishment because it was over pretty quick. So, really?
So you were one of those kids that kind of dug the spanking. You didn't really care about getting spanked. It didn't do anything to you.
Pretty much.
I've heard of people like that, the people that just kind of bear down, get through it, and then they continue being bad.
Yeah.
So what do you do in that case? Do you kill the kid?
Switch him harder.
No, that's when you switch to the psychological torture.
Water torture.
But you tried the spanking first.
The baby closet, that sort of thing.
Exactly. The Clorox wipes. That's when it comes time to rub the Clorox cleaning wipes in their eyes. Just,
ah! How many times were you spanked as a kid, Tracy?
Like I said, I don't remember.
Too many. I mean, if you don't remember, I mean, was it less than 50, more than 100?
But, see, she got to the point that she ignored the spanking.
Right.
It was probably less than 50. I was really young when I figured out that I have a high pain tolerance, so I can bypass that without much problem. It doesn't bother me. So it didn't take me long to figure that out. I remember still being really young when I figured that out. But I remember my mother spanking my sister a lot because my sister was a pain in the rat. So, and they were constantly fighting and screaming at each other. So obviously my mother could have used a different approach with my sister, maybe, to some greater success.
Do you feel like your parents jumped to spanking maybe a little bit too, maybe more soon than they should have necessarily? Did they try other more creative options with you first, or did they just kind of start spanking you right out of the box?
No, I mean, you know, they did the whole send you to your room, and my sister got grounded from TV. That seemed to really work because my sister was TV obsessive when she was little. So that
worked well with me as a kid was taking away a privilege, something that I really enjoyed, something like that, yeah.
How can you keep a kid getting from watching television when you're not, like, right there at that time, or keep them from going and turning on the television, and then you've got to go turn it off? I mean, they occupy your time when you do that. I mean, they monopolize your time immediately by playing with the button on the television set.
Well, I guess my parents had better control over us than I even realized, because we would never even consider if you weren't allowed to do it, you didn't do it. I mean, something like that. They didn't have to monitor us constantly.
See, one spanking that I honestly will never forget is I was grounded from watching television in the, you know, at home for like a week, and I was home alone after school, and my mom came home and caught me watching TV, and so then she sent me to my room where I stayed until my dad got home, and then he took care of it.
Jeez.
That was always the worst, is waiting for dad to get home and actually really punish you.
Exactly.
I don't think dad really appreciates that crap either, quite honestly, having to be the heavy.
Right. Dad gets home from work and mom's like, hey, go hit him.
So then, Tracy, you definitely are not with the state of Massachusetts and passing a law against spanking then.
Oh, no. Even if I was all for passing laws, I don't think I'd be in favor of that one at all.
Tracy, have you called Free Talk Live before? You don't sound familiar.
No, I've never called before.
Have you listened to Free Talk Live before?
I've been listening to you for about 2 months now, I think.
Excellent. How did you find
the show? You know what's coming, don't you?
How did you find the show?
Free State Project.
Get out of here, really?
Are you a member?
Really? Of course. Okay. I've been a member since before 2,000 people.
Ooh, you're pretty
tough. She's elite.
Yeah, she's one of the first.
She's more better than you, Ian.
That's right. Well, you know what? They ought to give us T-shirts, you know, like with your number on it and then the porcupine logo underneath.
Exactly. That should be for the next Pork Fest. We should all get numbered T-shirts.
Are you going to the Pork Fest?
I'm going to try.
Okay, cool. Now,
doesn't work with the numbers, though, by the way, because some people dropped out when the state was announced, right?
Right. Nobody would wear those shirts anyway, man, so let's move on.
I'd love it.
I'd wear mine.
How soon are you planning
on... I'd get a tattooed on my face.
How soon are you planning on moving to the Free State, Tracy?
As soon as possible. The more I live in New York, the more I want to be in New Hampshire.
Right.
It's
not a long
here.
Trip either from where you're at.
No, it's not. We just recently moved to New York, so I actually got my first chance to go to New Hampshire in January. We took a drive over, my husband and I. So.
And first impressions, how'd you feel about it?
I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Hmm.
I picked it on gut instinct. I voted for it for the Free State Project.
Really?
For some reason, I'd never been to New Hampshire before, but that was like, to me, it just felt like the right choice, and then it won, and then I went there, and it was like, oh my God, this is where I want to live. This is great.
Very cool. So, now, Tracy, as Manwich said, you know what's coming here. Have you been to the Shrine of Female Listeners yet?
I haven't. You will never get a picture from me. So
wow.
What's so bad about the shrine?
Nobody gets pictures of me.
So
not just you.
So it's about you. It's not about us.
It's all me.
Maybe okay. maybe you could do us a validated photo with like a piece of the piece of paper kind of covering part of your face. Would that work?
Just eyes peeking up over yeah. a sign that says "Free Talk Live."
Just enough to where we know you're a woman that's sending us the picture.
Oh yeah, well then where you hold the sign is kind of important, I'd say.
Thanks for the call, Tracy. We appreciate
Thank
it. Call
you.
Us again sometime. Great call. 800-259-9231. Always good to hear from a female porcupine.
And these reasonable people that call in make you look bad on the spanking subject.
Yes, they do. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Chinese Walmart porn. Coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Toll free 1-800-259-9231. Dean here with you.
And Torco.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. That is dozens of ladies who have sent their photograph and show, and we put them up on the website because we're proud of our lady listeners. In fact, female listeners on Free Talk Live kind of are held in a special, an upper echelon, if you will. They are given priority on the phones. So if we got a bunch of guys on hold waiting to go on the air and you're a lady and you call in, we put you on first. That's one of the benefits to being a lady and listening and participating in Free Talk Live. So join us online again, freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine and send us your picture and we'll put you on there. So let's move on. Let's move away from this spanking thing because I've been summarily defeated for tonight.
Let's move from spanking to porn.
To pornography, which is related to spanking, but in a different way. apparently, according to...
You said it like a really sad segue.
According to some blog somewhere on the internet.
According to some random schmo with a website. that's good. That's good that you've got the good sources
here. There is photographic evidence here. He says, when I was traveling in China last month, I was amazed to find my favorite store for everyday low prices right smack dab in the middle of an entire country with everyday low prices everywhere. In fact, isn't everything in Walmart U.S. made in China? It's the reason we go there to stretch our pocketbooks further. But why did the Chinese go there? I think it's for the convenience of everything under one roof, which wasn't that common prior to Walmart's entry into the Chinese market. Well, while wandering down the aisles of this megastore, I was curious about the retail price of Hollywood movies and music, especially since the same street titles are available literally one block outside the door for $1 on the street, pirated, of course. To my surprise, I discovered a wall of porn, not segmented by curtains or velvet ropes, but literally right above the children's movies. Isn't this the same retailer that makes American magazine publishers change its covers to get shelf space in America's favorite favorite family store?
Yes, it is.
Isn't that interesting? Now, actually, when you look a little bit closer at the actual photographic evidence, it appears to not really be porn. It appears to be like swimsuit stuff, you know, lightweight. Not necessarily that there's any nudity, because according to some of the posts, because on a blog you can write comments, mm-hmm. according to some of the posts, pornography is illegal in China. So it wouldn't really make sense for Walmart to be selling porn in China.
That would be great, though.
Just if Walmart was selling porn, you mean?
If Walmart was selling porn in China where it's illegal. Like, they refuse to sell anything even remotely suggestive here in the United States. Mm-hmm. And then they go to China and they're just flagrantly just defying the laws of decency in the country. Just like, we don't care, we're Walmart.
Right.
Well, if there's enough Walmarts in China at some point or another, they can flex their muscle and have whatever they want be legal.
No doubt about that. Well, in this case, again, it doesn't actually look like porn, but it's definitely media that is being sold with sex. It's mm-hmm. women in women in lingerie and bathing suits being pictured on the fronts of these things, and it is indeed right above the children's section.
Mm-hmm.
So, just kind of, it gives me new respect for Walmart.
How so?
Well, because it just shows that Walmart's all about the bottom line. Walmart is all about. Giving their customers what they want. Now, in America, Walmart perceives that the majority of its customers want a good, wholesome place to shop with, you know, no profanity in the CD, the musical content. They definitely don't want any revealing magazines with revealing covers on their shelves. And so they've got all these kind of morality rules that mm-hmm. are in place within the United States. But what happens when you go over to China and you shop at Walmart? There's not the same restrictions. There's not the same rules. So maybe Walmart isn't quite the good little Christian company that they masquerade as in the United States. Maybe they really are just trying to make a buck. You know, maybe they really are just giving people what they want. And in this case, they are giving the Chinese people bathing suit stuff and lingerie products, things like that. Do you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. Don't know if I have a huge opinion on this.
It's not a huge issue. It's not a huge opinion. But I found it interesting, and just as the blogger did, that, mm-hmm. that Walmart would do something like that. Because you always kind of think of Walmart as this good, clean, Christian, family-ish kind of place. Maybe if Walmart decided that they could do more... I guess here's what I'm thinking. If Walmart all of a sudden got the feeling from whatever, consumer research, whatever it is that gave them this idea, that selling products with more sex would bring them more sales... They do it. So maybe the reason why they're so wholesome in this country is because they've done research and discovered that if they weren't as wholesome, their sales would suffer.
Well, I do like that idea.
And I think it's probably fairly accurate, because even though I know I would probably be willing to shop at Walmart more often if I could get my porn at a discount there, I could see a lot of people who... you know, do most of their family shopping there, not wanting to go into that store.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm not going to buy my groceries the same place that they sell, you know, whatever random porn film.
Sure. And it has to do with the culture that they're in. I mean, in China, clearly, culture is a little bit different. In Europe, who knows if, I don't know if there are European Walmarts, but if there are, I would assume they are a little bit different as well in the way that they're organized and the products that they offer. So I'm still not a huge fan of Walmart or anything like that. I do shop there, but I don't like their business practices necessarily in this country. I think we should move a little more in that Chinese direction. So there you go.
In other Walmart news today, the Walmart was forced to take back a woman who had, you know, gone on pregnancy leave, she sued them to the tune, I think it was $25,000, not much.
Oh,
so she got the money, and she got her manager position back after maternity leave.
If you want to get knocked up, you should expect that you might lose your job. It's your choice to get knocked up. Your employer doesn't owe you anything. Well, let's talk about that a little bit more when we come back. This is your show, 800-259-9231. Now, if you want to offer maternity leave, then by all means, go ahead as far as competing with employees. More coming up. It's your show, Free Talk Live. Take it from me.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
It was a human tragedy and a legal dispute that rocked the nation that could have been avoided with a simple living will. Something for you to think about and do something about. A living will can be yours as part of the Master Estate Kit for only $39.95. Simple directions show you how to complete a living will that guarantees your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible illness or injury. Valid nationwide and fully guaranteed, the Master Estate Kit also includes a legal will kit and power of attorney kit that covers both financial and health care needs. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-810-1234. To order your living will kit, the complimentary will kit, and the power of attorney kit, pay only $39.95 plus shipping for the complete master estate kit. Call 1-800-810-1234. That's 1-800-810-1234.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
259-9231. You take control of the show, but you better do it now because we're in the final segment. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Menlich.
It's the Friday night edition. And again, anything goes. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We have got lots of stuff there, including the updates, the Shrine of Female Listeners, bulletin board system, streaming, archives. Go get it. It's all free at freetalklive.com. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information, you can call them toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. So there you go. Man, what you're telling me that there was a woman that worked at Walmart.
Yes.
That was pregnant, went on maternity leave,
mm-hmm.
and was fired?
She was a manager, and I believe she came back, got her job, but not the same position.
Okay. And
so she sued Walmart in California.
So I'm assuming they demoted her, I guess.
Well, they gave her a job when she came back. That job wasn't the same job that she had when she left.
Because Walmart couldn't go for a couple of months without having someone in that managerial position.
I would think that that was true.
Yeah.
I mean, how are you going to give... I mean, it seems pretty unfair to me to...
And then demote the person you
right,
promoted.
Right, to promote somebody into an interim manager position from the store who knows the store. I suppose you could have this floating manager who doesn't know the store come in, but I would think that you would promote from within.
Yeah.
And then the quote-unquote assistant manager or shift manager or whoever had stepped into her position to be the interim manager.
Hey, your 9 months are done. See you later.
Yeah. Yeah, she's back now. You've got to go, and I don't care how good of a job you've been doing.
Right. Who would want to step up for that? You know.
Yeah, and if she had been doing a really great job, I mean, if she was a bang-up manager, I'm not talking about an adequate manager. I'm talking about a bang-up manager, the kind of manager that they'd really want to have at that store. Then they would figure out some way to make her manager of that store again or put her in charge of another store. But maybe she was just like an average or a below average manager.
Maybe so. And my question is,
they were kind of regretting their promotion of her.
Yeah, you know, I wonder if it was. I mean, do you have contracts as a Walmart manager?
I doubt it.
No.
So I couldn't.
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect that. I mean, I suppose that Walmart has a set amount of rules for maternity leave.
Right.
And
sure, they do.
Is one of those rules that. That you may not have the same position when you
there are federal rules that Hillary Clinton is basically responsible for as far as the Family Leave Act and that kind of thing. And I think it sounds like a violation of the Family Leave Act to me to if somebody goes on maternity leave for them to return and not have their job back.
The same exact position, the same exact
pretty close.
Yeah, their job. Like,
so then you think that this lawsuit was legitimate under the law?
Under the law, I just don't think the law is legitimate.
Got it. So then you agree with me that you think that we should just get rid of the controls on employment like that and just let employers and employees decide amongst one another what their agreements are.
Or their unions or whomever. I mean, I think that I think the government should step entirely out of it.
Right.
I think what they've done is they've disempowered unions and that they have caused all the jobs to vacate the country. Just today, the union General Motors Union, I believe, decided that the automakers of America or whatever have decided that they would negotiate a pay cut or benefit cut with their employer in order to keep their jobs in country.
Huh. Wow. That's amazing.
So, the market's going to affect these things one way or the other, and
that's
I think
true.
The government should be involved at all.
Yeah, if you're a woman and you want to make sure you're protected, get a job somewhere that guarantees you protection. Put it in writing. Get it in a contract. Why do you have to ask the government for everything? It's Vinny in here with you.
And Torgo.
And Menwich.
We'll be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. You can join us then for the live Saturday night show. In the meantime, join us online at freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night.